Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing, maybe not. Could be playing. Mm-hmm. It's up to him. We'll see. When they could have just said from the jump, he's not coming back to the end of the finals if he comes back at all.
Then you're down 3-1 and the pressure's on.
It eliminates all of the questions every step of the way. If Jay Williams is saying that on TV, Kevin Durant's close friend, that is what Kevin Durant thinks privately. And either way, it's confirmation of what I thought was the obvious. It's not a big mystery who messed up here. Kevin Durant would not have played if he thought his Achilles injury was in play. He would play because he was told it's not. The medical staff messed up, and now a generational talent is going to be sidelined for at least a year and perhaps, probably, never be the same. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis's Radio.com sports station. Download the Radio.com app on your phone and favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, Chops, check it out. He's firing up the grill. And Skeeter, look, she's setting the picnic tables for a big crowd. Round up the rest of the mosquitoes. And at dusk, we fly!
Think they know they're the ones on our menu tonight?
Yep, I heard them call Allied Termite and Pest Control today. So consider this our last supper in this yard.
If you're seeing wasps and mosquitoes more than ever in your yard, don't let them ruin your outdoor fun this year. Call Allied today. They'll spray your yard, shrubs, and all the places those pesky wasps hide. Allied Termite and Pest, 901-754-0454.
Feel 100% awe natural with today's Perks Deal. $50 gift cards to Buff City Soap for only $35. Handcrafted quality soap doesn't have to be expensive or hard to find. Buff City Soap's products contain no detergents, preservatives, or animal products. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Gina never smoked, was healthy, and did everything right. At 38, she got stage 4 lung cancer without even having symptoms. Anyone with lungs can get lung cancer, the most lethal and least funded cancer. Read Gina's story and help support lung cancer research at linksforlungsmemphis.com.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already beating the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses, also sell furniture, rugs, dining room sets, living room sets, anything you need to furnish a home, you could probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, understand there's a 42-inch kiosk in the store filled with furniture. You browse through that, find what you want, they'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show to save an additional 10% on your purchase. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The phone number, if you want to call Mike, 901-692-6200, 692-6200. On the web, sleepyzzz.com. It's 504 Gary Parrish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Bucks head coach, two-time NBA coach of the year, Mike Budenholzer, going to join me in the next segment right around 5:30. He, of course, is the former boss, mentor of Taylor Jenkins, the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Mike Budenholzer will be here right around 5:30. But right now, he's award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Coggins Show. It's Jeff Coggins. Jeff Coggins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, but sadly, I was not able to hear Taylor Jenkins on your radio program. What was interesting?
What was interesting? Honestly, let me tell you the most interesting thing.
Yeah.
As long as I'm being honest, we were talking about our families. He's a father of four. I'm a father of three.
Yeah.
And he said he's got a 22-year-old son. And you do the math on that.
He has a 22-year-old son?
That's what he said. Which I'm just assuming. Like, I'm not. I'm going to assume.
34. He's 34 years old.
It just means that he married a.
He married someone who had a previous. Right.
That's what I would assume. But it does, like. I wasn't going to, like, stop the conversation and go, hold up now, what?
Hold on, let me figure that out. How do you have a 22-year-old son?
Well, you can either do that when you're 12, which just seems unlikely, not impossible, but unlikely.
It's unlikely. I'm going to say that's unlikely.
I'm going to assume the guy that went on to be an Ivy League student didn't have a kid when he was 12. That seems reasonable, right?
That seems reasonable, yeah.
Right, so it just means he married someone who had a child from a previous relationship, which is a completely normal thing. But it did, I didn't expect to hear him say, "Yeah, I have a 22-year-old son." That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't want to shock you, but come this August, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a 22-year-old son.
But you are not 34, is my point.
Oh well, there you go. You're exactly right.
Your car is 34.
my car could have a 20, but was doing it when I was 12 and has a 22-year-old son. Right, exactly.
So I thought that was interesting. That's all.
That is interesting.
Yeah, you asked the question, what was most interesting? I thought that was the most interesting thing.
I find that very interesting. I had no idea.
It sounds like a Jeff Calkins column. Get to the bottom of it.
That's not a Jeff Calkins column. No.
Of course it is, because what it suggests is that he was helping raise, if not raising, a teenage boy at a very young age.
Well, we don't know how long he's been married to his wife.
Jeff, how long do the Grizzlies have to have a coach in place before you know all these answers?
Come on, Jeff.
Shouldn't you know this by now?
It's funny, we had D-Wash on yesterday on my show, right? And I think I did a count. Tell me if this is wrong. This may not be D-Wash I'm thinking of, but D-Wash, I believe, had a son when he was at the University of Memphis.
I think that's true.
And I wrote about it. And here's the truth, is a lot of these kids, Jeremiah has a son or daughter. I don't know whether it's a son or daughter, right? But even like back then, when it was like a little like we didn't talk about it much, right? But I did. I wrote about Darius Washington being a dad and what, and people were like enraged. Some people were enraged, and you're celebrating this and everything else. So I do listen. I'm not afraid to wade into people's various childbearing habits. So maybe I'll just have to get into this one. But I have not figured out. You were the first to uncover the 22-year-old son. So congrats for you. Big scoop.
And I just want to be clear. I didn't have to uncover it. It's not like I was talking to Drake.
No.
He was not hiding a child. He brought it up. I just thought it was interesting. Like, I bet that's an interesting story. I'm not even being funny. I bet it's an interesting story.
I think that's true. I think it is an interesting story. Well, I saw the kids there yesterday. And I picked up the bottle. It's so funny because, you're trying to with everyone gone, the core four gone or whatever else, you've got these new characters. And the last Grizzly for whom I picked up their kids' bottles or pacifiers or whatever was Zeebo's kid, who used to sit right behind me at Grizzlies games. And now yesterday I picked up the bottle. You got a very young daughter, maybe?
Right.
I think daughter. A very young daughter. And so there I am. Yeah, he is, in addition to being a dad of a 22-year-old, he is a dad of some little kids. And he said yesterday, he said, being the best dad makes me better as a coach, and being the best coach makes me better as a dad. And that's a nice thing to say. I don't know if that's true.
Well,
you think it's true?
That being the best coach makes you the best dad, and
being the best dad makes me a better coach, and being a better coach makes me a better dad. I don't think those things are necessarily true.
Well, I'll tell you this, because the way this all came up is I said it was nice hearing you talk about your family yesterday, and I'm a basketball analyst who has three children, and it's exhausting. You're a basketball coach with four children. That sounds impossible. That's how it was brought up, but.
Right.
I will tell you this. I won't question Taylor, but that ain't what most basketball coaches would tell you. You know what most basketball coaches would tell you? Is that they're forced to pick. What do you want to be? You want to be a great dad, or you want to be a great coach? Because it's hard to be both. And it causes confliction inside lots of multi-millionaire, super successful coaches, because they know to be great at their profession, they're probably sacrificing something at home. And I think that's true with a lot of professions. I think it's probably true with our profession, certainly with my profession. Like, I'm living this unbelievable life working in New York City. I'm also gone a lot, you know, when my children presumably need me and say that they miss me. Like, there is no doubt that I sacrifice something to have the career that I have. And if you don't think I've ever wondered, is it the smart way to live, you're out of your mind. I wonder about it all the time. And so I've told this story before, but I had the conversation with Tom Izzo. He said, we were together, and he said, you know, if I had to describe myself in one word, how do you think I would describe myself? And I was like, successful? He's like, no. And I was like, accomplished? He's like, no. I was like, wealthy? At this point, I'm just throwing darts. Yeah. And he goes, conflicted. And I said, why do you say? And he said, and I thought this was amazing to hear from somebody who, by all accounts, is a good husband and a good father. But he said, every single moment I'm watching film, I think I should be at the park with my kids or watching a movie with my wife. And every single moment I'm sitting there watching a movie with my wife or at the park with my kids, I think that I should be watching film or be in the gym. I never feel, not a minute in any day, do I feel like I'm where I need to be. And that's a hell of a thing to hear from somebody.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, when you're an NBA coach, I mean, let's be clear. Just a lot of it falls on your wife, because you are, by definition, college coaches. More of it is choiceful. You have road games still, right? But like, if you're working, you're doing it because you want to be a success. An NBA coach is just on the road all the time anyway. Like, you just get on a plane. You got 41 road games. You're just gone. And I actually do remember when early on in my marriage when I used to travel more and I'd get calls from home and something would be happening and there's nothing you can do. Right. You just feel helpless. You don't feel angry that your wife is unloading on you or explaining how bad the day was or what happened, the kids threw whatever. You just feel absolutely helpless because there's literally nothing you can do.
No, I mean, I get that call once a week. You know, when I'm, you know, from January to April, it's like you get the call and you can hear, Oliver yelling in the background about something minor, I'm sure. Aiden's upstairs on the computer and, you know, Lou's being a 2-year-old and you know that she's completely overwhelmed. And you also know there's nothing you can do about it. I'll sit here and listen to it, but there's nothing I can do. Like, when we hang up this phone, there is nothing I can do to make your current situation better. And when you have to deal with that, like, every week, it's hard on everybody. It's hard. Like, it's not ideal. And so, again, if Taylor subscribes to the idea that being a great coach helps him be a great, like, that you can be. Maybe he is awesome at both. Mark Few at Gonzaga is awesome at both. But I will tell you, most basketball coaches will tell you it's a very hard thing to do. If you're going to be committed to your job the way you need to be, the way so many are, you're probably sacrificing something at home. And if you are going to be home every night at 6 o'clock for dinner, you're probably sacrificing something at work.
And to some extent, that's true of everything. You know, like, I don't know, maybe Barack Obama was a great dad and a great, I don't know, like, you know, I got no idea. But I think it's true of a lot of jobs. I don't think it's unique to basketball coaches or basketball writers. But I will say, by the way, totally, slightly off the topic, you talking about your kids, like, fighting or talking. I actually had this moment the other day because I was thinking about how my life has changed over the years. And I will tell you, and I want to tell anyone out there with young kids, when I had young kids, the thing that made me more frustrated than anything else was my kids fighting with each other. I hated it. And particularly fighting in the car. It was the absolute worst. I'm here to tell you, there is a time when that goes away, and it is glorious. I used to, when I was in the car and the kids were fighting in the back, I used to just try to scare the hell out of them. Like, I'd slam on the brakes, or I'd go veering wildly from side to side of the road, just because to do anything to get them to stop hurting each other, it would, your kids fight, literally nothing, there's no part of, teenager is not all great either, but there's no part of young parenthood that I hated more than my kids fighting. Just stop. And I'm here to tell you, it goes away. It's a beautiful thing.
Oliver and Lou are pretty good. Like, they'll play together. They love each other. But they have a moment every 45 minutes where Lou will play with something that Oliver had no interest in 2 minutes ago.
Previously.
But now he wants it, and he's big enough to take it. And then stubborn enough to not give it back. And so you can imagine, like, that's a breakdown for Lou. He's like, he's out of it. Now he's screaming, crying. And you just say, Oliver, you didn't even, like, there's seven other Spider-Man figures right in front of you to play with. Can you just let Lou play with that one? But it's mine. Dude, I don't care whose it is. Just, he's your little brother. Like, just let him do it. Like, you won't be as upset without that Spider-Man as he is clearly upset without that Spider-Man. But it's mine. I'm like, what? And you just have to deal with it. You just deal with it. And then you get that settled. It always gets settled. But then it always happens again pretty quickly about something else.
It always happens again. And I think the answer is to have 22-year-old sons that are, like, pre-made,
yes.
You know?
Well, I will tell you, Aiden, our oldest, is awesome. Like, I couldn't be prouder of him and the path that he's on and the focus on his school and his ambition and – I swear to God, I mean this. And this hasn't always been true. I wouldn't have said I couldn't ask for a better 11-year-old or a better 13-year-old. But I really don't think I could ask for a better 16-year-old right now. But he is.
It is amazing. I will tell you, I used to worry that you were going to, you were, because basically every week there was a story about him stealing on your credit card, you know, charging your video games to your credit card. Like, that's how the show started, with you telling stories about him. And then you taking stuff away and you not caring, and, like, it was whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, he's raising a juvenile delinquent. And now he's absolutely driven, locked in, and everything else. So it is nice how it changes.
It's nice and also, like, I don't even know. Like, some people, every once in a while, people don't really know me. They'll be like, oh, you've done such a great job. I'm like, I really haven't. Like, I'm not responsible for what you're seeing right now. It just sort of happened. So I couldn't be prouder of him. But he is no help whatsoever with the little dudes. None. And in fact, like, he's almost, like, it's not even that he's mean to them. He's not. He just acts like they don't exist. And, you know, so all Oliver wants is to, like, have any attention from him. And he just won't give it to him. I don't know. I mean, I could guess why. But that is a thing that we're still dealing with. He's not mean to them. He just ignores them the way that you would ignore somebody you don't want to deal with.
Anyway, that's the most interesting thing. And then you got Budenholzer. Good for you, man.
Yeah, Budenholzer will be good. So I'll talk to him in a few minutes. Let me ask you about the big news of the day. That is Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah.
The report that he's not going to opt in to his player option. What do you make of that?
really like it. And the reason is that, presumably, because, I mean, in the before was, in order to deal with the group, right? You would think he would only do that if he had a pretty good sense that he had a deal, that a better deal was to be had with the Grizzlies. And if he's making 17-plus next year, and he thinks he can do better by having a 3- or 4-year deal, it doesn't mean he's going to be getting an average 17. It doesn't, you know, whatever. But it suggests that he thinks he's going to get a pretty, you know, it's not going to be 3-36. Let's just say that, right? Because if he's going to do that, as Chris Harrington has pointed out, he might as well just opt in, because you can opt in, and then you can negotiate an extension off of that. And so, but anyway, he can opt in, and then he can get the mid-level, and that would be like more than 12. So you're looking at, well, all right, we're going to make a long-term deal with Jonas, and like, what's the number going to be? And then the question is, what's he worth? What number could did he think he's worth worth it to the Grizzlies? Is it, you know, 14 a year? You know, I guess so. Is it 16 a year? Like for a guy who you would actually think is sort of a role-playing center, ultimately, as Jaren Jackson grows into what he's going to be. So it's interesting. I think it does mean that the Grizzlies are likely to reach a deal with it. Now, you can negotiate an extension off of a opt-in right now. He's not going to be able to negotiate this new deal until July now, so we won't have resolution on this. But I just, you know, I'm sure it's not going to be 20 a year, but I'm a little just wary, I guess, of what they're going to end up paying him. I do think that one reason that they might be doing it like this is if you have a longer-term deal, you can bring the – and this is something Chris mentioned on the podcast. If you have a longer-term deal, you don't necessarily – you won't necessarily have to be paying him 17 this coming year, right? Let's say you're paying – let's say you know what you're trading Mike Conley for, or have a pretty good idea of what you're trading Mike Conley for, and it's going to be involved taking significant money back. Say Gordon Hayward, right? Then you have tax issues you're worrying about, and so you might want to lower Jonas's number this coming year, while Chandler's still on the books and everything else. And so it's possible that that's what they're doing here. They're saying, listen, if we have a longer term deal, we don't have to pay as big a number this coming year. We know we're going to be taking money back for Mike. We want to bring back DeLon Rapp because he's perfect to put with Ja, and so that's why we're doing it. I think the implication is, I think that Jonas will be back. I just think that the question is, will be what will be the number, and will they come to regret it, depending on what that number is.
I would assume, because I'm with you, when you opt out of not opt out, but decline to opt in to $17 million, it suggests that you think you can get a longer. Not suggest that you think, but that you're pretty sure.
Pretty certain
you're going to be able to get a longer-term deal for perhaps less money than 17 per year, definitely less money than 17 per year, but over a 2- or 3-year period of time, it's worth it to you. And that number is probably a number that most Grizzlies fans would say is too much. I bet this is the way it happens.
No. I don't think it's that most Grizzlies fans say it too much. Grizzlies fans have now convinced themselves that he's, like, the best thing ever. I think it's that a lot of knowledgeable NBA outsiders might say is too much, right? But let's say it's 3 for $45. I could live with that. But I think that's the ballpark, the minimum ballpark of what you're talking here.
I mean, 3 at $45 is the type of thing you opt out of 17. I mean, you declined 17 for. But like 3 at $45, is that a good contract?
Well, I think there are people who would tell you for a center in this day and age in the NBA, which I think other people would say, listen, Jaren is at this point not a rebounder, right? At this point, not a guy who you want banging with Joel Embiid, right? And so if you have him for 3 years, while Jaren grows into himself, stabilizing force, and then ultimately in 3 years, you can reevaluate what to do with him and move forward. And at that point, you'll have money and you can build around Jaren and Ja. It may be a little rich for my blood, but I wouldn't be miserable. You know, they're not. I actually think, but when it comes to Grizzlies fans, I don't think there's like if you. I think you told Grizzlies fans it was 3 for 60. I think a lot of them would be happy. And I think that's insane. But I think he came in and he put up – and he was so colorful. So even yesterday, the story about it, you couldn't talk to Jonas Valanciunas. Why? Because he was fishing in Norway. You know, he's a comic book character in the best possible way. And so people like him. And I don't think it's going to irritate Grizzlies fans, whatever this contract is. I think there is a question as to whether it is ultimately makes sense. But if it's 3 years – you know, I think you can live with it. You know, I don't want it to be 3 for 54. You know, that would strike me as crazy. But I could see 3 for 45 as being a reasonable sum of money and probably in the ballpark of what they'll do.
Wrapping up here with Jeff Calkins, last thing before I let you go. Does what happened with Jonas have any bearing on how you perceive the Marc Gasol trade?
You know, they shouldn't, right? Here's the truth, though. If Jonas and DeLon Wright walk, for whatever reason, right now people are, like, declaring victory over the Marc Gasol trade, right? And if they walk, you wouldn't. That's not a reason to overpay a guy, you know? And so, I mean, I do think, I think keeping Jonas and keeping DeLon Wright makes it appear like both sides got what they wanted in this trade. And I think both sides did. Like I didn't hate the trade when it happened. I don't hate the trade now. I would have just assumed there'd be young pieces as opposed to these pieces. But I actually think these pieces, the way you look at it, Jonas next to Jaren Jackson Jr., at least on the short term, I mean, maybe Jaren will ultimately be a five and whatever, but on the short term makes sense, right? And the way it's worked out, purely by luck, because they're getting Ja and probably dealing Mike, DeLon Wright next to Ja Morant or behind Ja Morant or it's like with Ja Morant as this makes a lot of sense. And so actually I think the way the lottery played out, the way the trade played out and the way the lottery played out, you've kind of got two pieces who fit really well, maybe not over the long term, maybe they're but as players who help your two younger guys as they're getting established. So, I mean, pretty clearly, and we'll see tonight whether the Raptors get the championship out of the Mark trade. I mean, I had Steve Simmons on the other day, and he was very clear. They would not be where they are. There's no question Kawhi is the driver behind that, but they would not be a game away from winning a championship without Marc Gasol. They got what they wanted. I totally transformed that team in the way they play. So they very clearly got what they wanted out of it. And I actually think the Grizzlies got what they wanted out of it. And I think particularly the fit going forward, it looks pretty good.
It is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. We come back. Mike Budenholzer is the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, two-time NBA Coach of the Year. He has been instrumental in the career of Taylor Jenkins, new Grizzlies head coach. He'll be with me after this break.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
It's time to say out with AT&T and in with Xfinity. As in with xFi from America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And in with connected and protected devices throughout your home with enhanced network security when you add xFi Advantage. In with internet that stays fast, even when everyone is using it. And in with the best streaming experience on all your screens, so you can watch your favorite live TV and more in all your favorite places. It's out with AT&T and in with simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 30th, get started with this incredible offer with up to 400 megabits per second download speed and TV for $80 per month for a year with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security and unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto-pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New Extreme Pro and Basic TV customers only. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go.
Fast like 5:30, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And my next guest is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year before he even turned 50 years old. Led the Bucks to the best record in the NBA this season, 60-22. So he'd be great to talk to under any circumstances, but he's especially great today because he's a man largely responsible for Taylor Jenkins being in a position to become an NBA coach at the age of 34. I'm obviously talking about Milwaukee head coach Mike Budenholzer, and he joins me now. Mike, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Are you kidding? Thanks for agreeing to do this. And first and foremost, let me congratulate you on an incredible season. I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to end, but 60 wins and a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals is not to be discounted. You guys were great, and I wonder how you – and we'll get to Taylor momentarily, but how do you balance an unbelievable season with it probably ended a little earlier than you wanted it to?
Yeah, no, you're like schizophrenic. You go, you know, from being totally frustrated and, you know, ready to punch the wall and feel like you should still be playing and all of those emotions. And then, you know, the next, you know, 30 minutes later, you're reflective and you're like, you know, it's 60 wins in the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, great players, great coaching staff, great organization, you know, year one for all of us together. There's just so many positives, and we feel like we're just getting started. And, you know, hopefully you learn to live a little more in the, you know, that positive realm and that positive world and kind of let it go and, you know, learn from it and get better. And you know, the next time you have that opportunity, you know, you take it and you're more prepared for it and you're more ready for it.
I'm talking to Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. So Taylor Jenkins is a 34-year-old Ivy League graduate who never played basketball past high school. He's now an NBA head coach. His background is obviously unusual for the job, but the Grizzlies clearly see something in him. And before that, you saw something in him. What did you see in Taylor Jenkins at such a young age that made you want him on your staff?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a great basketball coach, you know, and I think that's what Memphis has hired, is a great basketball coach that, you know, hopefully through all his experiences and being around a lot of great players and, you know, hopefully some good coaches, especially in San Antonio and assistant coaches in Atlanta and in Milwaukee. But, you know, we were joking the other day about doing, you know, station work in the summer in San Antonio and being at a basket and working on skill development and player shots and offense. And I was an assistant at that time. I said, if I ever get a head coaching job, this is the first guy I'm bringing. I'm calling him. He gets it. Like, some guys just get basketball. They understand. And then they're organized in their thoughts, their ability to communicate, connect. And, you know, so I was lucky while he was kind of working his way through the ranks in San Antonio. He was at my basket. He was working, you know, with me and the players a lot. And like I said, I just knew whenever I got a chance, I was like, this guy, I want him by my side helping, you know, the players that I'm working with and the program I'm trying to build. And he's just got a great feel for the sport. He's a great communicator. And you know, he's fiery. You guys will see it, man. He's a competitive dude. And so, yeah, he's just got, like, a lot of qualities and characteristics that just lead to a, you know, you just want to have a good basketball coach. That's what you want to hire.
Talking to Mike Budenholzer, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, had the best record in the NBA this season, 60-22. You touched on a lot of interesting stuff there, including his reputation as a great player development coach. Can you expand on that? What exactly makes him great in that role?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a real passion for it. You know, first and foremost, you have to really want to put the time and effort into developing players, and it's everything. You know, you got to build a relationship with them probably first and foremost, and so you got to be able to connect with them and forget basketball. You know, can you talk to them about what's happening in their life, and you know, was they're young, their girlfriends, or you know, what college and all that good stuff, and families as they get older. And but you know, I think he has a passion for it. He has an ability to connect with them. And then, you know, the execution of player development, you have to have a plan. I think, you know, if you're just all over the map working on one thing one day and a different thing the next day, or, you know, 1 month you think this is important and the next month you think, like, players start to sense and feel that, where if you can give players, you know, a kind of a roadmap and a reason, and then back it up with film work, back it up with examples from games and practices, and there's a holistic, I think, you know, way of developing players that Taylor's just great at it. He's been a big part. Hopefully it's something that our staff has done well, has helped players grow and get better, whether they're young or older or in the middle of their careers. He's been such a huge part of that. He does it every single day. He's in the trenches, you know, grinding and sweating and bloody and hitting, and, you know, and players appreciate that. They know when you care about them and when you want to help them get better.
Given that he is somebody who never played past high school, is now the only NBA head coach who never played past high school, I think it's interesting to hear you explain how much the players respect him, because, and I was talking to Taylor earlier, not all players, and not all the time, but sometimes it's easy to question somebody who, quote, never played the game. And yet players don't seem to question him in that way. It seems to suggest he is so prepared, so knowledgeable, so all the other things you need to be, that he earns their respect in a non-traditional way.
Yeah, I mean, I think the very last words you use, you know, are the whole key to it all. You have to earn their respect. And you know, I think guys that have played in the NBA or guys that have played overseas or have played in college at a Division I level or whatever, you may have like a small edge, or you may have like the door to respect may be cracked open. But NBA players, they're tough, and they kind of know when you know what you're talking about, and they know when you're like, you know, a little bit full of, you know what. And it doesn't matter if you've played in the NBA or you played it in college. And if you don't really have a great grasp and knowledge and ability to help them improve and help the team win, like, your life, your shelf life isn't that much longer than any of the rest of us. And so it's, you know, and I played small college Division III ball, and I used to kind of get similar questions, and I always told people, NBA players, they will listen to anybody. If you have six heads and you can help them get better, you can help the team get better and win, they will listen to you. It's a little bit of a misnomer or misperception, and they instantaneously know when you don't know what you're talking about too. It's kind of how life works, I think. So yes, I do think NBA players bring a great perspective. A lot of them do know how to do everything we're talking about and build relationships and help players grow. But it's not instantaneous. Just because you played in the league, you can, you know, help players improve and get better, or coach and do all those things. You are constantly earning the players' respect, constantly, you know, I think demonstrating them to a degree of knowledge and depth of knowledge that they seek out, and they listen, because it's going to help them in the long run.
Talking to Mike Budenholzer, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Taylor Jenkins, new Grizzlies head coach, has been on his staff both in Atlanta and Milwaukee. I heard Kevin Arnovitz on this station earlier today, the NBA reporter, and he said one of the things the Grizzlies are getting in Taylor is somebody who comes from a place, your place, that by all accounts is just about as drama-free as you can get from an NBA perspective. He said, the way he put it was, if you would at any point in time go to a Mike Budenholzer team and give like polls to the players, how you feeling, are you happy, are you satisfied, the favorable ratings would be very good. Taylor's been a part of that. He'll make that a part of the situation in Memphis. Do you, Is that something you do consciously, or does it just come naturally to you, setting that type of tone for the franchise that you want to run?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably, it's probably both. You know, I think there's a very conscientious effort to, you know, create culture and create a place where, you know, everybody is respected, everybody is appreciated, and everybody has a similar mindset, and that, you know, we want to come to work and get better every day. We want to come to work and enjoy it, enjoy the process, enjoy. We're so lucky to be doing what we're doing and to not ever forget that, but to still work hard and put the time and the effort in. And then to some, you know, at some point work is done. You put it aside and you do things that you enjoy in life, or you do things together as a team to create culture and to enjoy it. And so I think there's a very conscientious effort. Hopefully some of it comes naturally, because if it doesn't, then it feels phony to the players. It feels phony to the people that are around you. And he's certainly seen it, you know, hopefully done it at a really good high level, both here and in Atlanta, and going back to his days in San Antonio and Austin. And, you know, I know him. He's going to for sure try and – he'll do it in his own way. He'll put his own spin on it. But, you know, having a good work environment and have a locker room that – to as much as possible drama-free and everybody respectful and working hard and getting better. And there's some simple stuff that's not that complicated, but I think it helps create a, you know, a place of, you know, where working is good and getting better. And, you know, it leads to wherever it is you want to get to. That's usually the roadmap.
I'm wrapping up here with Mike Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Last thing before I let you go, and again, thank you for your time. What is the biggest bit of advice you gave Taylor about being a coach, head coach at the NBA level?
Yeah, be himself. You know, just trust your gut, trust your heart, be yourself. You are prepared. You're ready. You know, just be yourself, trust yourself. And I really, really believe he will be great. Memphis is a great situation, a great opportunity for him. And just be yourself.
That is Mike Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, led the Bucks to 60 wins. That was an NBA best this season. Mike, listen, I know it's your off season. You don't have to be doing things like this. So I appreciate you agreeing to do it, and thank you for your time.
No problem. Happy to do it, Gary. You guys have a great day.
All right, take care. That's Mike Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, the man who has been instrumental, perhaps the biggest reason Taylor Jenkins, the new Memphis Grizzlies head coach, was in a position to become a head coach. You know, he has been, again, if you, two of the past 5 years, the NBA Coach of the Year is that guy I was just talking to. He's tremendous by all accounts, and his coaching tree is still young,
yep,
but undeniable.
And he mentions player development, and I know it's not the norm for the NBA, but, I mean, you look at the players and where they were drafted,
sure,
that they took to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment. What was it? It was mainly late first, second round picks?
Well, I mean, to me, the most obvious thing you say about him, beyond he just won 60 games in a season, that's more than anybody else this year.
Right.
He's a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, but he took over a situation and made it great.
Yep.
He took over a situation that was so not great a year earlier that they fired the coach, and he made that situation great. To me, that's the most obvious way to tell if somebody is special. And if you heard Kevin Arnovitz earlier today with Mark and Jeffrey talking about being around Mike Budenholzer coach teams, and it's really like it's relaxed. It's high level, but also relaxed. Mm-hmm. It's everybody seems cool, like you don't have a lot of the stuff going on there that goes on other places. I thought it was interesting for Kevin to bring that up, and it seems to suggest that a lot of that can translate to Memphis, where I don't think I'm telling secrets here. There has been some drama from time to time. Again, back to that coaching tree. It's Kenny Atkinson in Brooklyn. It's Quinn Snyder in Utah. Both those guys are already established as competent, very good NBA head coaches. And so what you hope is that the 34-year-old who's been coaching under that guy and with those guys is the next addition to that list. Can't thank Mike Budenholzer enough and the Milwaukee Bucks for making him available. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Feel 100% natural with today's Perks deal. $50 gift cards to Buff City Soap for only $35. Handcrafted quality soap doesn't have to be expensive or hard to find. Buff City Soap's products contain no detergents, preservatives, or animal products. Their soaps are stocked with ingredients such as gardenia petals, lemon zest, hemp seed oil, shea butter, charcoal, tea tree oil, and more. Even their body scrubs are squeaky clean with natural exfoliants like chopped luffa bits, crushed walnut shells, and poppy seeds. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Kappel here, serial entrepreneur. In engineering school, I was required to take one course in business, Accounting 101. Compared to thermodynamics, physics, and calculus, I figured Accounting 101 was my blow-off class. After earning an F on my midterm, I begged my sister, an accounting teacher, to help me ace my remaining accounting tests. She agreed, but only if I would teach her to dance in her backyard while her neighbors were watching. How humiliating! That's why I created my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, to provide accounting software that never humiliates non-accountants. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So Laura had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it, so she wisely did what I've been telling you to do for a while now. She got in touch with Josh Hysall. He went to work, got 19 showings in a matter of days. Laura's home in East Memphis sold for the full asking price. How did Josh Hysall do that? He did it with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's effective, he's experienced, he knows how to market your home, he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is you call him, and then he's got to help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, and then he goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront cost. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I were trying to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it, perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway, and now's a good time to recognize what he, or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, it's coming up June 16th, by the way, make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives? Everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift, you can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. I'm
on fire. Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Attention, CDLA drivers. McLane in Memphis has immediate opportunities for Class A drivers. Average $70,000 annually with a $7,500 sign-on bonus, depending on experience. Drivers can count on generous benefits starting day one, along with a 4-day work week. Don't wait. To learn more, visit driveformcleanmemphis.com. That's driveformcleanmemphis.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. Oh my God! And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger. With your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app. Gift cards make a great present for Dad. And Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a special something for that big and tall guy in your life? Here's a tip. Head to DXL, where you'll find hundreds of styles and designer brands guaranteed to fit and guaranteed to make him look great. Go to DXL.com to see their new arrivals just in time for Father's Day. Need more ideas? Swing by a DXL store where one of their fit experts will help you choose the perfect gift. Easy, right? DXL Big and Tall. Built for giving at DXL.com.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
You know, Memphis is known for its barbecue, but the only Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, there's only one. It's Memphis Barbecue Company. And the reason it's the one serving world championship barbecue is because the owner's Melissa Cookston. 8 world championships, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Google it if you don't believe me. Got a Wikipedia page and everything. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. Now, I've been going there for years. It's true. I'm an endorser. But as a customer, long before I was an endorser, been going there for years. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, trust me. Jump on 55 South. It ain't that far. You can see it from the interstate at the Goodman Road exit, 709 DeSoto Cove. They're going to cook the ribs there multiple times a day to make sure you got fresh from the cooker quality. And they're under orders. You order, say, a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. Is it the most efficient way to run a kitchen? No. But it's the best way to make sure you're serving world championship barbecue. It's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake, just off the interstate at Goodman Road exit, 709 DeSoto Cove, on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, a whole bunch of stuff, but let's forget that momentarily because we had so many guests Grizz head coach Taylor Jenkins, Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. Might have been the only radio show in the country today to have two NBA head coaches.
I was going
to
say that.
It's possible.
It probably possible. Is likely.
I would say likely.
Yes.
Likely. Two NBA head coaches. There's only 30 of them dudes.
Yeah.
Two of them were on the show today.
Not
so
bad.
We had a lot of guests. And wasn't able to get to everything I would normally get to. So if you don't mind, can I get you caught up on the U.S. Open?
Let's hear about it.
It's happening out at Pebble Beach, and your leader right now is Ricky Fowler.
Okay, Ricky.
At 5-under. He finished at 66. Brooks Koepka, the reigning U.S. Open champ, 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He is at 3-under, but he's only played 8 holes, so it's a decent chance he's going to be your leader. After one, surprise, surprise. If you're curious about Tiger Woods, he is 1-under through 7. So that puts him tied for 28th right now. So 1-under through 7 for Tiger Woods. Koepka playing well. Ricky Fowler at the top of the leaderboard. You can watch it wherever it's being played. I don't know what channel it's on. Look at your TV guide. I don't have to figure everything out for you.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Seems pretty obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mets-Cardinals.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Game 6 NBA Finals,
yeah.
Raptors-Warriors, Oracle Arena. Last game ever at Oracle, win or lose, because the Warriors are moving into a new building next season. Raptors, of course, lead the series 3-2, so this is another closeout game for them. Didn't go so well last time.
It did not.
Win and they're champions. Lose, and we're going to have a Game 7 on Sunday night in Toronto. Golden State, 2.5-point favorite. The total's 211. Tip is scheduled for just after 8 o'clock. You can watch that on ABC.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, you got a special Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC at 7 o'clock. That'll be followed by NBA Countdown at 7:30, which leads into Game 6. A Star is Born, if you hate basketball and love suicide. A Star is Born on HBO at 7 o'clock. Vice News Tonight's on HBO at 9:30. The lead story is on President Trump's tariffs and the difficulties they've created for American farmers. On the late night circuit, Tom Hanks is on Jimmy Kimmel. Sienna Miller is on Jimmy Fallon. Kevin Bacon is on Stephen Colbert. Regina Spektor is on Seth Meyers. And Dax Shepard is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, one of my editors sent me an email a few days ago, and he said, what if I asked you to write a column and the question is simply, is Zion Williamson worth the hype? I said, sure, I think I could probably do that, no problem. I could probably bang out 800 words, no problem. And so I did that yesterday. It published this morning. And in simple terms, I didn't make any point that I haven't made on this radio show before. Of course he's worth the hype. And the reason is because the hype is worth millions and millions and millions of dollars in and of itself. This is the type of guy who changes your franchise. They sold 3,000 season ticket packages within 24 hours of winning the lottery. That accounts for like 17% of the seats inside the Smoothie King Center. Combine it with the national television attention New Orleans will get with Zion that they wouldn't get without him. Social media presence they'll have with Zion that they wouldn't have without him. He's worth all the hype because the hype is worth a lot. As for will he live up to the hype as a basketball player, as always, we'll see. But there's really not a whole lot of reason outside of perhaps his weight and or injuries to think that he can't be a superstar. Keep in mind, we're not just talking about a great prospect. Sometimes when we're talking about the top of an NBA draft, we're talking about a great prospect who might not have been a great player. This is the first time since 2012 the best player in college basketball is also the best prospect in college basketball. It's why he'll be picked number one next Thursday. You can read that column. CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. We're going to look back at Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Could be looking back at the NBA season. Could be talking about Marc Gasol, NBA champion. We'll also get ready for the U.S. Open weekend. Dan Wolkin, he's going to join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins will be here in the second. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Thursday, June 20th, 6 p.m., the Memphis Grizzlies are inviting Grind City fans to FedEx Forum for the team's official 2019 NBA draft party. Doors open at 5.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.